Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watched Buffalo's defense over the last couple of years, you would say they're going to play cover two like every snap. But the thing is, they've started to change that a little bit. I'd say that they've started to play over the last couple of weeks a little bit more man coverage. They've been more willing to do it. I think it's allowed them to have better run fits in certain situations. I think they've been a little bit more hands-on at the line of scrimmage to create a little bit of takeaway issue for them. And I think part of it is Christian Benford having a ton of comfort with Rasul Douglas doing it. So if Zay Flowers doesn't play and he's their man winner, I think Buffalo's even more willing to play some man coverage, try to make sure that they can shut down Bateman. And that's huge advantage for Buffalo's defense.
Yeah, the loss of Flowers, who did not practice again yesterday, and I don't expect him to play. I don't know if anybody else there does, but that'd be huge. It is Football Friday. Welcome. It's cold out there. We got some good, honest-to-goodness snow up in the North Downs.
Yeah. Like, we have like a little snowblower that's electric and then a bigger one, and we used the little snowblower yesterday.
Temperature is going to start dropping. It'll get a little warmer today, 34 degrees, even up to 37 tomorrow, listening to BEN on the way in. So it might get kind of messy and melty and then freeze again, because the cold front that comes in, let's just be happy the game is on Sunday instead of Wednesday. Wednesday the low is 1.
1?
Sunday the low is 13. Wednesday the low is 1. I'm in Buffalo. If I go to Hamburg or Orchard Park, Wednesday the low is -2.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's without wind chill.
Yikes.
So it would have been a little even colder midweek. The Bills had a tweet yesterday, a video of the stadium all snowy. Winter is coming. Winter is here. And the Ravens, I mean, they're from a cold-ish weather area.
They're from a cold division, too.
Sure, yeah. They get plenty of opportunities to play outdoors. I do want to say, though, we said it yesterday. You said Lamar and Derrick Henry, like, their coldest games are in the 20s.
Yep. Lamar's is 27. Henry's is 22. Okay. I will say, though, like, the Ravens as a whole, I was looking through. So Stathead has like the list of games by temperature, and you can sort them. It's the kickoff temperature only, by the way. And the Ravens did play a 17-degree game at home against Atlanta a couple years ago, but Jackson didn't play in that game.
Okay.
So a lot of the other Ravens probably have played in 17, but Jackson has not.
And they would have played against a dome team that day.
That was at home, though. It was in Baltimore.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry,
You're playing a dome team, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 803-0550. Could the weather be an advantage for the Bills? I suppose it could. I don't know. I don't think it's going to hurt their offense. We've seen them be just fine when it's cold outside.
Yeah. How much do we think the dome team versus like warm weather team really does? Like, should I discount at all that like a lot of the Bills players are from like Florida and, you know, the South? Like, has Keon Coleman, okay, I guess maybe he played in the Niner game. Maybe this year would be the experience that he's played in it. Like, yeah, and some guys, like Allen's played in a bunch of them by this point. I mean, how many, like 10?
Yeah.
Probably. So
that's what
some guys will have more experience than others.
Yeah, it's about experience, not where you're from, but how often have you done this. And if you played for the Bills, I was thinking about this for Cooper and Coleman, you know, the receivers here? Who are the veterans that have been through this at receiver and tight end? You know, Knox has, and Kincaid has, and Shakir has. Coleman, it's going to be his coldest game, but the Patriot game a couple weeks ago was pretty cold. Same neighborhood.
Yep.
Anyway, 803-0550 to join us to chat on Bills, Ravens. You have the two best quarterbacks in the NFL this year matching up. If you do it by EPA, how good these quarterbacks all were this year, quarterback production, Jackson and Allen are 1-2. You got Jaden Daniels and Jared Goff playing. They were 4-3. So you have the best quarterbacks, the best offenses meeting each other.
Yeah.
And Bills and Ravens. And even Commanders and Lions.
What are the odds that the team, the quarterback that has the better performance doesn't win the game on Sunday? Does it feel like it's more possible than maybe ever before,
well,
because of the run games and the and Henry and the Bills' identity, that like Allen could be the better quarterback and the Bills not win, or Jackson even could be the better quarterback and be, if the Bills have answers for Henry and you know the Bills run the ball, then maybe Jackson could have the better game and not win it.
Right. Is there a game script where the Ravens win by 10 and Jackson throws for 190? And Allen throws for, you know, 297, no picks, and they lose.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's out there. Yeah, I don't know about.
And I think in Pat, maybe that's part of the run game becoming more prevalent this year, because I don't know, the last few years have felt like if you've got a quarterback battle like this, and it just for me would be which quarterback outperforms the other, and that's the team that's going through. And I'm not as sure that that's the case this week, but I mean, you still would bet on it, right? Like, you still would bet on it. If I told you right now Allen is going to outperform Lamar Jackson on Sunday, I think everybody would think the Bills are winning the football game. I think. Again, Henry is like a mythical being, like the way we're treating him going into this game.
I had forgotten that at some point his name was Tractor Cito.
Well, what? His nickname was at one point Tractor Cito.
Right. King Henry, but also Tractor Cito. It's on his Pro Football Reference page.
It is. I don't remember. Did we look up why that came up, though? Like, because nobody on earth has ever called him that I've seen, like, other than Pro Football Reference.
It happened,
I guess there is a story about it.
So the story is, yeah, the 2014 Sugar Bowl, a Spanish language commentator dubbed him Tractorcito.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The little tractor.
The little tractor.
Well, he's not little, but
he's not little.
But by tractor standards, he'd be little.
Again, the way we talk about him, he's the size of a tractor.
Right.
He is 7'7", 290 pounds, just running through everybody.
Mo in New Jersey. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, this game coming up, I don't like talking in cliches, but I'm going to, because it's going to come down to certain things that we need to make sure we do. Number one, the game comes down to the battle in the trenches. You know, even as early as in high school football, the coaches always tell you that it just comes down to the battle in the trenches. That's the game within the game. We need to be able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides. I know it's easier said than done, but everybody has a job to do. 1-11th, you do your job, and the guy next to you does his job. And the whole, and they're going to develop, they're going to have a scheme, right? And as long as you do your job, you don't deviate from your assignment, I think we'll be okay, right? And then another thing, we cannot turn the ball over at all. I know we have done a great job of that this season. Like, we're the best in the NFL when it comes to turnover differential. But especially in this game, we cannot give away possessions. You know, last week we didn't get any turnovers. We still won easily. I think this week it's going to be more important, way more important, as we, you know, progress to the playoffs, hopefully beyond this round. You know, it's going to be a lot more important. And, you know, I do like our chances. This, you know, you guys talk about it, like, matchup-wise, this is probably not the best matchup for us. But we're at home. You know, that whatever edge that gives us, you know, hopefully it's... Well, I think that as long as we do what we're supposed to do on offense and defense, I think we'll be fine. And the last thing I just want to touch on is I am personally not a big fan of when defenses play spies. I think you just give away one of your players within the defensive scheme, right? You're just watching the quarterback, not really covering anybody. But if there's anybody, and I know I don't want to, you know, be part of the people that talk about one player specifically, if we ever employ a spy on Lamar Jackson, the only player it should be is Dorian Williams. And it should only be on passing downs where we know they're not going to run it, because he's a bit small. He doesn't recognize the runs as quickly as Milano or Tau Bernard. I don't want to take those guys off the field either. But his speed is just, he may be able to match Lamar Jackson's speed. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But let's go, Bills.
Thanks, Mo. On the turnovers, and I want to bring something from the first game that might be lost on everybody. They did force four punts in the first game. Would you take four punts?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
They got blown out in the first game, but not enough of that lays at the feet of the offense. I know Henry ran for 199. A lot of that comes down to their offense was kind of absent that day. It wasn't the same offense. They made bad decisions on fourth downs. You pointed out the second drive. They take a penalty. They punt from midfield. Two holding penalties on the second drive. It's 14-0. Like, your offense is part of your problem there. And if you just tell me the offense comes to play, and I'm going to get my points like I normally do, then, okay, I got to force a couple of punts. You know, turning over the ball, they didn't force turnovers against Denver. That's right. But their punt differential, they were like a plus three. Mm-hmm. So be a plus on the punt differential. In the game in Baltimore, they were a minus two on punts, and they turned it over on an Allen fumble on the trick play. So they made stops in the first matchup, a couple, and that's with
Baylen Specter.
That's with Baylen Specter. They had some stops. They had 2-3 and outs in that first game.
Yeah. And on spying, like, the Bills, as we mentioned, I think, let me get the time period. It's either the last four or five games that they are playing 40% man coverage, which is like more than double what they are used to doing. If they're going to do that because they don't think the Ravens receivers can get open against Benford and Douglas, if that's what you're going to do, you have to spy Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
You can't play man and not spy him. He'll run for 60 yards. So you can choose who you want that to be. Williams is fast, but there's a chance Jackson puts him on skates. So you could do it with him. You could pick who you want. But like you can't not have a spy if you're going to play man coverage against them.
803-0550. Cover zero all day. No help over the top.
That would be McDermott. If he did that and it worked... Like something they're not accustomed to doing, and it shut them down or even just limited them enough to win the game. Man, McDermott would get so many points for that.
To this point, I mean, it's not an original idea that I just came up with. I was referencing earlier, Eric Turner of Cover One did a couple of looks at what they did the last time they played Lamar in the playoffs, and they played some looks where they were cover zero. And if Zay Flowers isn't there, I got somebody who can cover Bateman, and then it's tight ends. I guess Tylan Wallace, you got to worry about that. But, yeah, I mean.
Nah, I don't really.
I'm just saying.
I got a lot of things to worry about on Sunday. I'm not sure Tylan Wallace would be down the list. But sure, yeah, he's fast.
Yeah, 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550.
Aguilar is the other one, right? He's still there playing?
Yeah. Jeremy and Joe, we'll get a call in on the other side. Chris Brown, 830. A lot of your phone calls. You know, the usual Football Friday stuff. We're inching towards Bills, Ravens, divisional round, 6:30, Highmark Stadium, Sunday. Coverage on Sunday starts at 10 a.m. here on WGR.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.